Our medoxy for today, celestial triggers. Triggers come in all shapes and sizes. On a gun, it's the device that releases the mechanism to shoot. Flowers or furry animals may trigger allergies in people. A good actor interpreting his or her lines may trigger emotions that will soften even the hardest of hearts. Celestial events, such as a solar or lunar eclipse, often trigger discussions of a religious variety, because the movements of these players, that is, the moon and the sun, have their own rhythms and patterns. Some people ascribe mystical explanations to the entire event. On closer look, the only mystical element of these movements is that they are unusually precise and perfect. Dare we say, they point to a designer who is often noted as God. At a solar eclipse, a person noted my interest in the event and asked if the eclipse is mentioned in the Bible. Now, if you've been a priest long enough, you know where this is leading, or should I say misleading. Somehow, this is being perceived as a precursor to end times. Now, I've read in the Bible about darkening sky events, but in the case of eclipses, they only last a few minutes. There is nothing apocalyptic about them. But look at it in another way. MRIs and X-rays are not mentioned in the Bible either. But we use them to diagnose a wide variety of illnesses. Jets aren't mentioned in the Bible, but they sure help get us around. Armadoxy challenges us to look at nature as an extension of God's wonders. They are all around. Rather than allowing the unknown or the ununderstood to trigger thoughts of end times, celebrate the majesty of God and all the beauty of His creation. We end today with this prayer from the book of Sirach. The glory of the stars is the beauty of heaven, a glittering array in the heights of the Lord. On the order of the Holy One, they stand in their appointed places. They never relax in their watch. Look at the rainbow and praise Him who made it. It is exceedingly beautiful in its brightness. It encircles the sky with its glorious arc. The hands of the Most High have stretched it out. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.